Sometimes it can be that a woman is scheduled to go to the mikveh on a Friday night, and there are a number of halachic issues that need to be considered in this regard. So the first is with regards to the question of washing in hot water. There is in general a prohibition against washing one's whole body in hot water on Shabbat, even if the water has been heated up before Shabbat. This was a gezeira made by Chazal because they were concerned that people would come to heat up water on Shabbat. So therefore, in general, a person can't run the bath on Friday afternoon just before candle lighting. Then after candle lighting or when they get back from shul, they can't go and sit in the bath for half an hour to have a nice long soak. So the question is, the mikveh is generally speaking hot water. Is a woman allowed to immerse in the hot water on Shabbat? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Kaf Vav Sif Katan Zayin says that one shouldn't do tevila on Friday night in a mikveh with hot water. It should be just poshrim, it should be lukewarm. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Gimel says the same thing. And he says that anything that people call hot water is defined as hot water. He says there's no sort of specific temperature, but what people call hot water, and that's considered as hot water. The Mishnah Berurah, however, does reference us to the Korban Natalel commentary on the Rosh in the second parak of Masechet Shabbat, who says that the prohibition are concerned that a person might come to heat hot water or to heat water on Shabbat doesn't apply to Tevilat Mitzvah in a mikveh. Rav Neuvert, the author of Sefer Shmirah Shabbat Kil Chata, he has a sefer called Ohel Sara on the halakot of Tevilah and Chafifa on Shabbat. And there in Perek Gimel, Sif Gimel, he says, Ma tov im hamayim b'mikveh yurak poshrim. It's good if the water in the mikveh is just lukewarm. V'ulam, however, those who tovel in hot water, their grounds to be lenient. And I'm sure all the local mikvahot take rabbinic guidance on this matter. An issue which can come up, particularly in the summer, is with regard to eating and drinking after a woman has done her preparations for the mikvah. So generally speaking, we say that a woman, once she's prepared herself for the mikveh, she shouldn't eat any food in case it gets stuck in her teeth. She should also be careful the types of food that she handles so she doesn't get bits stuck onto her fingers. So that's all well and good when a woman goes to mikveh during the week. But even if she goes to the mikveh on Friday night in the winter, candle lighting is at 5:30, whatever, it gets dark at 6:30, so she'll immerse in the mikveh at 6:30 and then have dinner afterwards. In the summer though, when Shabbat's brought in much earlier and it doesn't get dark till 10:30 at night, she might want to eat dinner before going to the mikveh and then just go to the mikveh after dinner. So is that permissible or not? So Rav Neubert says l'chatchila, she shouldn't eat until she's done her tefillah because of the concern about food getting stuck. But if there are extenuating circumstances, for example, for family or social reasons, you've got guests or you're out for Friday night dinner, or just, you've got other family members who are going to like, why aren't we eating yet? Or why are you not eating anything at all? So then one can be makel and she can eat before going to the mikveh, so long as she's very careful that she flosses and cleans her teeth very properly and washes her hands properly to make sure there's nothing stuck on them. Why is there this room for leniency? Because it's actual fact, it's no worse than if a woman has to go to mikveh on Motzei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov. Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbat, so she's done her main chafifa, her main preparations before Shabbat, and then obviously she's going to be eating and drinking over the course of Shabbat, and nevertheless she can go to mikveh on Motzei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov. She's not able to do a full chafifa now, but she's still allowed to go to the mikveh even though she's eaten and drunk. So here also it's not significantly different. Much more to discuss on this topic, and Be'ezrat Hashem will do so next week. Ad Kan.